Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamison moves to third. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. One out. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Sisler moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. George Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jacobson moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Williams scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gerber. Wamsgans scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for George Wynn. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Duster Mayles now pitching. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson is hit by the pitch. Tobin moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Sisler scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 8-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neal juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Neal. Jacobson moves to third. McManus moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. McManus scores. Williams moves to third. It's 10-1, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Severide moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Van Gilder strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Mails fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Severide moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Duster Mails. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Evans pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gerber. Wamsgans moves to second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 12-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wood trying to get to third. Tobin throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Foster, who tags Wood for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.